This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Hybridizing, genetically modified and genetically engineered. Is there a difference? Whew, boy, this is a big topic and it won't be answered here, but there are distinctions on how plants are modified. First, modifications, genetic mutations, take place in every living thing naturally. When two people have a baby, there's some mutation going on. Not sure that's real romantic, but you catch my drift. Hybridizers have been modifying plants since agriculture began. It used to take 6 to 10 generations to change characteristics. Modern hybridization speeds up that process considerably. Using a method of controlled crossing devised by Charles Darwin and Gregor Mendel in the mid-19th century, plant breeders can now produce seed that combines the desired traits of two pure parent lines in the first generation. This creates a new variety known as an F1 hybrid. To create F1 seed, seed companies grow two parent lines in the field each year, designate the male and female parents, carry out pollination under controlled conditions, such as hand pollination under a row cover, and then harvest seed from the females. GM varieties are created in a lab using highly complex technology, such as gene splicing. These high-tech GM varieties can include genes from several species, a phenomenon that almost never occurs in nature. It includes the introduction of a bacteria into a plant for specific pest resistance. There can be good things to say about GMOs. I can hear the uproar already, but there's just so much we don't know, and that's what's scary. I'll link you to articles from Mother Earth News and from scientists who say there's no threat. Unless you grow your own, and then you still need to check the seeds you buy, most of the food we consume in some way is genetically modified. Find more on my website, gardenbite.com, and find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.